you know that moment when you decide that you're going to travel somewhere and you're super excited. It's a new place, somewhere you've never been. You bought the tickets. You're starting to think, where are we going to stay? What do we want to do? What are we going to see while we're there? Well, this is what we want to jump in and talk to you about today. So if you're new here, we are Ben and Rita Johnson, and we are the owners of On Pilgrimage, which is a Catholic do-it-yourself pilgrimage company. So welcome. We're so glad you're here, but we just want to talk for a minute about what are these guides that we're doing. So Ben, tell me, if I've booked the tickets and I know I want to go to a city and I have no idea what I have to see there, how does the guide help me?
So I think one of the first things that it does is it gets you oriented towards what that city is all about. There's a little bit of history in the guides. There's obviously a lot going into the impact of the Catholic Church in that community. It's going to give you the churches, the holy places, the places to visit people on their path to sainthood or are actually been beatified. And it will also give you a lot of that tips and tricks kind of things to help you through some of the things about the city that might not come up on a Google search.
Right. And also things that, you know, if you're wanting help with an itinerary, putting things together, I know I want to see this and this. How can I combine those things together? The guides also have itineraries. So let's just kind of walk through what a typical guide has and feels like. So initially in the guides, there's going to be churches that you won't want to miss. These are in no particular order in the guides, but they are beautiful historic churches that are or should be high on our to-do list so that we can really get immersed in the history of the Catholic Church and its legacy that it has left in a place. After that, we go into perhaps some, I like to think of them as friends that you could make along your journey, along your pilgrimage, and this is going to be whether they're canonized, beatified, or there's a cause for their canonization. So Ben, give me an example of some things that might be included in those parts of the guide.
Yeah, so I'll use the Detroit guide for an example. We were, when we were putting it together, we went and visited the gravesite of Father John Hardin, who is a servant of God. And it's an opportunity for you to prioritize that. Sometimes they're not the most easy to locate, which is that try to help you out with that in the guide. And then gives you an opportunity to, build your relationship with that person that's, has been identified by the church as having shown exceptional holiness and can be a friend of ours here on our travels on earth.
Truly, this is one of my favorite parts about the guide, because I feel frustrated to no end when I go somewhere and afterwards I find out, oh my gosh, we were right by somebody's tomb who has been, you know, is now a venerable or has been canonized and we just missed it. It does feel like this close encounter of a friend that I could have made and I didn't quite, or no, we need to go back. I need to go see that, where they walked and where they lived their life. It, just experiencing that feeling of holiness from holy people that have gone before us. And also then, and this is such a cool opportunity, especially in the United States, to be able to pray for them on their path to holiness. Because a lot of times in the United States, it's not people that already are canonized. It's a lot more common that they're, you know, considered a servant of God or a venerable or a blessed, which means that they're on the path to canonization, but they're not quite there. So we can't definitively say, yes, they're in heaven. And so we can ask for, you know, their intercession, but also pray for them that if it is the Lord's will, that they become canonized in the time that is best for the church as the body of Christ. And so this is something I'm super excited about. Yeah, that's in the guides. Another thing that is included in them as well is, in addition to, the Catholic historical sites, other historical sites. This is to varying and lesser degrees based on how much is present in a city, right? This depends on how much is that influenced by the church. We're not going to have all of the historical significant things of a given city, but particularly the ways that the Catholic Church was shaped and formed in that place and in that time. And then secular sites.
Right, yeah. So the city, really it's a story. So understanding the context of those churches and the history of the Catholic church in that city is you also do have to understand the history of that city altogether. I think that, like, for example, Cincinnati is one that we have on our list of guys that will be coming out. And without the context of it being a river city on the Ohio River and the key, ways that played into the development of the city and the type of immigration that came there and the early kind of foundations of it, you really wouldn't have a good understanding of the churches that are in that city and why they're there. And I think that's also true for some of the saints that are involved in those cities. A lot of them have the history of that city or that nearby area really highlights their life and gives you a more full understanding of who they are.
Yeah, for sure. That makes me think of when we were in Detroit and putting together the Detroit Guide, we got to encounter Father Richard. And Father Richard is a servant of God at this time. And Father Richard was a priest in the city of Detroit when the city of Detroit burned down in the early 1800s. I think it was 1807, 1806, around then. And he was the one who said, like, it virtually burned down overnight. The next day, he said, I'm not going to remember the exact quote, but something like, the city will rise from the ashes and it will be better than it was before. And that is now the saying that is on the statue for the city of Detroit. And so seeing the ways that, like, this modern city that is not considered, a place like we think of a city like Rome, and we can't separate it from its Catholicity, right? Whereas a lot of these U.S. cities, we feel like, oh, well, Detroit, I just think of, sports teams, and maybe you think of violence and other things. And we have these associations that aren't necessarily the fullness of what that city has to offer. And encountering these people lets us do that in a totally unique and new way. Yeah. And that's why it's something we love so much, why it was really important to us to put that into the guides as well. So what would you tell someone, Ben, if they were on the fence about buying a guide for their upcoming trip?
I would say I would buy it because we try to price it in a way that is very reasonable, meaning it's not going to, some of the proceeds will go towards that diocese, some type of project that we'll be working with churches to help support, whether it's a building project or whatever. And also, it's just one of those things that you're gonna have it, and it's gonna be easy to flip through, and we're gonna make them better and better. So if you buy it now, with the first version, then you would also receive any updated versions on that city as well. So that's another reason to buy it, because it's always going to be getting better.
Yes, for sure. And if you're traveling with a family, this is something that we hope will shortcut your planning. We know what it's like to travel with a brood of children and we pack almost all of our food when we travel, or are, making food as we go in our hotel or our Airbnb or whatever. And so this is just one less thing that you have to think about, and it can incorporate a lot of richness to your trip, letting it become more of a pilgrimage. So thank you so much for listening. Please, if this is helpful for you at all, or you've used one of our guides and appreciated it, we would love if you would share our On Pilgrimage business with others and help them to enrich their travels and live life on pilgrimage.